Do you believe in magic? A small group of lawmakers do, and they're pushing Congress for a vote to formally recognize magic as an art. Without a rabbit or a hat, NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis dazzles us with this story.
In 1983, David Copperfield performed one of the most famous magic tricks of all time on live national television.
The Statue of Liberty, standing 305 feet high and weighing 450,000 pounds. And that was going to make her disappear.
Copperfield told me that it would never have been possible without one of his fans, President Ronald Reagan.
Parks Department said, we're not really comfortable with you doing that. So I went to the president. I said, would you mind? I want to do this as a lesson in freedom.
Copperfield was in Washington this week asking for a new favor. He's lobbying Congress to pass a resolution that would recognize magic as, quote, a rare and valuable art form and national treasure. With all due respect to Hogwarts, it's not that kind of magic. This is Pennsylvania Republican Charlie Dent.
We're not talking about the dark arts here. We're talking about, you know, David Copperfield and Houdini and others who perform and really inspire others to be creative.
Dent is one of just 10 supporters of this resolution by Texas Republican Pete Sessions. He chairs the Rules Committee and helps decide what gets a vote in the House. For Sessions, there's no debate here.
This is art. Magic is art.
He says anyone opposed to this is just a hater.
Only those that are detractors have caused this, the pitching of this in the wrong way.
There isn't really an anti-magic wing of the House, but it has opened up Republicans to ribbing from Democrats. California's Mark Takano tweeted that Republicans believe in magic, but not climate change. But another supporter, Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan, acknowledged that some may see this resolution as bad optics.
You know, unfortunately, it got introduced at one of the peak periods of congressional inefficiency. And so I think it was easy to say, oh, look, you know, they're going to recognize magic as an art, but we can't pass a budget. Yeah, that could sound on its face kind of ridiculous.
For Democrat Dina Titus, this isn't ridiculous. It's good politics. She represents a district in Nevada.
There are many magicians who live in my district, but also who work in my district. I represent the heart of Las Vegas.
Titus says it could help magicians with things like intellectual property rights and applying for art grant funding.
So while some people might think it's frivolous, in our case, it really is a matter of artist and economics.
The Society of American Magicians has been trying to get Congress to recognize magic as an art form since the 1960s. This latest push is driven by Texas Mayor Eric Hoag, a former magician. He represents a town in Sessions' congressional district, and he's friends with Copperfield, so he helped connect the two. He hopes the mix of Sessions' political clout and Copperfield's celebrity appeal can make the difference this time.
There's not been a name that we've been able to go to the Hill, so to speak, and say this is something that really needs to be recognized.
Copperfield is sometimes referred to as a magician and sometimes as an illusionist. So I asked him which one he liked better.
Well, you know, this week I'd like to be called an artist.
Getting a reluctant Congress to pass this resolution may be one of Copperfield's biggest tricks yet. Susan Davis, NPR News, The Capitol.